So it's probably the most disturbing news of the week. Bialetti, the Italian company that makes the Mokka stovetop coffee maker, it's in serious debt. Its future is in doubt, which put us in mind of the work of Colin Bissett, who, yes, as one of his icon series, has, of course, yes, of course he has. He has visited the Mokka coffee pot.
No one is quite sure where or when coffee originated. Was it, as legend has it, when a 9th century Sufi mystic noticed the hyperactivity of Ethiopian birds that had been feasting on particular berries? What is certain is that the quest to make coffee taste as good as it smells has a long history. The idea of percolating coffee found fruition in the late 1700s when Sir Benjamin Thompson, a gentleman researcher into the laws of thermodynamics, came up with the idea of heating a lower chamber of water so that steam was forced through a container of ground coffee suspended above, dripping back to the lower chamber as hot coffee. A devout teetotaler, his quest to find the perfect method of making coffee was guided by the belief that soldiers would benefit from the energy of caffeine far more than the traditional alcohol doled out to the troops. The idea of the percolator caught on and remained popular until the invention of the drip filter coffee maker in the 20th century. The Italians begged to differ, though. Italian inventor Luigi Di Ponti modified the percolating idea to create the simple Mokka pot that we know so well today. The industrialist Bialetti bought the invention, and in 1933 he took the Mokka stovetop coffee maker to all corners of Italy and thereafter the world. Its success lies not only in its ability to produce a decent cup of coffee, but in its appearance, which is instantly recognisable and often copied. The pot itself is made from two aluminium interlocking pieces, with a central basket to hold the ground coffee. There's an insulating handle made originally from Bakelite, but now plastic. Once the coffee has noisily bubbled its way up to the top part, it's ready to be poured out through the elegantly nipped little spout. These crisp, geometric lines owe much to the Art Deco style popular at the time of its invention. The only component that has a limited life is the rubber gasket that ensures a tight seal for the water chamber, enabling that essential build-up of steam. The rest will live on for decades, as many users, myself included, will attest.
Colin Bissett there on the suddenly imperiled Mokka coffee pot, an icon under threat.